It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to be joined tonight by Adam Lambert. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Fantastic to speak to you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm glad to be back in the UK. I like it here. Yeah, it's becoming like a second home, kind of.
I was going to say, you've been doing quite a few performances around here over the last few, months, basically.
Yeah, I mean, this whole year, it's in and out. I like it here a lot. I could see myself living here.
Well, aside from the weather, I've just got back from America, and trust me, you've got it better over there. It's much.
I'm a little spoiled in Los Angeles with the sun, but you know, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I can get like a lamp or something in my in my house.
Yeah, that's the best you're gonna do around here, to be honest.
Yeah, it might be worth it. I mean, good conversation, good fashion, good culture.
Good tea. That's about it, really.
Great tea.
What an incredible year it has been for you. I mean, you kicked it off in style in bringing in the new year with Queen. What was that like for you as a performer?
When they told me that we were doing it, I was so thrilled. I knew it would be a really cool celebration, and I knew there would be fireworks, and I started thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be in a bunch of people's homes. So I was excited that I was going to get to connect with the UK that way.
Mm. And what was the actual night like for you then?
It was wild. I mean, it was kind of surreal. You know, we did that sound check real quick, and we got up in there and we did it. And it was, the energy in the room was great. The audience was fantastic. And it was crazy because I think I think up until that point, I don't know how well known I've been here, but I was told afterwards that there was a lot of interest and people were going, who is this guy? Mm. And I walked down the street and I got stopped by a couple people. So it was exciting.
I think more music-y people will remember you from American Idol, but you now have sort of branched out definitely a lot more. And a lot more people obviously know you through the connection performing with Queen. And that started, am I right in thinking, from when you were performing on American Idol? You met Brian May all the way back then in what, 2009 was it?
Yeah, I actually auditioned for the show with Bohemian Rhapsody. So that was sort of where the seed was planted. And then they came on the finale, Brian May and Roger Taylor, to play We Are the Champions. And so that was our first time meeting in person. And it was definitely some sort of, we all kind of went, huh, this feels good. Mm. So, you know, then I put out my own album, my first album, and I had to kind of get that done. And I wanted to have my shot. And then about a year and a half later, after having toured, they called me and they wanted me to come do this performance with them on the MTV European Music Awards. So we did that, and that went over really well, and it was our first time really digging in. And then a short time after that, I ended up coming over here and doing some shows at the Hammersmith Apollo with them and in Eastern Europe. And one thing led to another. And then about a year and a half ago, we did an event in Vegas for iHeartRadio, and we got all these offers to do a world tour off of that.
And what was that like for you? You know, obviously, it is a legendary person you're following in Freddie Mercury. Did you feel any pressure, or was it just sort of like initially, well, let's see what this is like to start with, and then obviously it sort of snowballed from there?
Oh, a ton. I was completely intimidated. I mean, it was terrifying. I mean, I knew what I was up against. I think for that first thing that we did together at the MTV European Music Awards, I hadn't quite wrapped my head around it. And then I got on stage, and it was a good performance. I was really jet lagged and completely had all this adrenaline and was kind of like, oh my God. And I made the mistake of going online, and I read a couple of diehard comments. Most of them were really supportive, but I accidentally read a couple that tore me into pieces, and I went, okay, I got to step it up. I got to just do better next time. I guess that's how it's going to go.
But obviously, it worked very well because, as you said, you had this worldwide tour. You performed around here, actually. You performed at the NIA, I think, January of this year. A load of friends of mine went and just said it was an incredible show to go and see. So you must be so happy with it all.
You know, I definitely think over the years of working with them, it's definitely evolved. I think by the time we got this world tour rolled out, I think something had shifted. Something gelled differently. Mm. I think I just got more comfortable with the idea, and I got more comfortable with the material and the band, and we got to know each other. And this tour, I have to say, was a completely different vibe. The fear that I had felt in the beginning had kind of transitioned into joy. I mean, I feel like I every night as I was about to get on stage, I just kind of pinched myself being like, I can't believe this is my gig. Mm. This is so cool.
I've seen so many photos and specifically videos on your Facebook and Twitter of you sort of effectively pulling the same poses as Freddie. That must be so nice to be thought of in exactly the same way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my whole thing was that I never wanted to imitate him. I was very like careful to sort of interpret it with my own spirit, but there naturally there's going to be moments where even like subconsciously there's going to be some way I'm singing something or some move that I do. I'm sure that is, you know, without even realizing it, is borrowing from Freddie because he was the originator of this stuff, you know? How could I not?
Exactly. He was rather flamboyant, it's fair to say.
Oh, he just... I go back and watch footage of him, and he just looked like he was having so much fun on stage, and he was so free. And I don't like to overplan my performances. I kind of like to like be in the moment, and so I found the right gig.
Definitely. And what is it like for you now since then? Obviously, you're back with this fantastic new album, The Original High. What was it like going back to, you know, doing solo stuff again and making your own music and writing and things like that? What was that like transition-wise?
It was exciting. You know, obviously, sonically, it's much different than the Queen catalog. You know, Queen is retro, fabulous, classic nostalgia, you know, and much of the songwriting with Queen is super timeless as well because it connects to the heart. But with this album, The Original High, I wanted to do something that was very current and very modern and very right now and very personal. The big difference is that when I'm singing the Queen songs, I'm connecting my life to something that has been written and is already out in the world. With my album, I got to create new music and stuff that was about my life and about my experience of trying to find happiness and love and all that. And it not only is the lyric about my life, but I think musically it sounds like my life.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of electronic music, dance music, current club type stuff. So that's what the album sounds like.
And what I really like about you is you are not, there's no sort of very specific Adam Lambert sound. You always seem to challenge yourself whenever you release a new single, and specifically when you release a new album, you always try and make this new sound for yourself. Is that a conscious decision, or is it just what you feel at that time when you go into the studio with your producers?
Yeah, I mean, I think genre, if when people are trying to like be boxed in by genre, it can be very limiting. I know like many people, most of my friends, like we listen to a lot of different types of music, you know, all of us do. So why should an artist be like stuck in a bubble of like one style their whole career? That seems silly.
Exactly.
And, you know, I think, you know, I just rely on my voice at the end of the day, you know, as the main instrument and as the kind of the centerpiece of all this music. I think that for me, obviously, is the most important part. So, you know, I think the sonic framework that's around the vocal is, you know, it should change. It should reinvent. It should grow and evolve.
Exactly. The Adam Lambert of 2010 is not the same as the Adam Lambert of 2015.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, if you know, it's kind of like if you look at your wardrobe from 6 years ago, I'm sure you had a lot of things in there that you're not going to repeat and you're not going to do 6 years after that. So, yeah, you got to stay in style.
You forget the wardrobe. My haircuts from about 5 years ago, they're very questionable. So,
yeah, listen, and some things are timeless and classic and they don't age, but certain things, you know, you got to update.
Exactly. And you've clearly done very well with this Original High album, top 10 in the UK. How was that for you, like you say, to be recognized by a whole nother audience?
God, it was really exciting when I found out the statistics for the sales here. It was very exciting because ultimately what I want is to connect with people. And if you find out, hey, I'm connecting with a bunch of people in a country that I'm not from and a country that I love so much, I'm a big fan of a lot of the art and music that come out of this country. So I feel like I'm in really good company. It feels really good.
And you got a great critical reception for the album. I noticed by the likes of Robbie Williams, who's, you know, pushed out there for a collaboration. Could that ever be on the cards, or are there any other UK artists that you'd like to work with perhaps in the future?
I would love to work with Robbie. I think that'd be crazy. You know, it's funny. It's random. I read his biography years ago. And so I've been a fan for a while and it was really crazy to see him say that on the radio. I was like, what, really? Okay. It could definitely happen. I'm not sure. I'm down to collaborate with pretty much whoever is out there. I mean, I'm very open. Like I said, I like a lot of different kinds of music, so it depends on what, but hey, I'm game.
Adam, it's been a pleasure chatting to you tonight. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio.
Thank you.
The album, The Original High, is available right now, and we are going to stick on the latest single, Another Lonely Night, on Free Radio. Adam, please introduce it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Adam Lambert, and this is my latest single, Another Lonely Night.